Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I'm also praying for those nations that don't have Pray Every Day yet. Both of these I'm praying for in Asia, Timor-Leste and Turkmenistan. Timor has 1.3 million people. Turkmenistan has 6 million people. And so, Lord, we lift up the people of both of those nations to you. We pray that there would be a witness of you there. Your Holy Spirit would move and bring revival, even an underground church that thrives. Lord, we pray that there would be less persecution. But if those people who are in persecution are experiencing it, we pray you give them strength. I also pray in faith, believing that you will bring Pray Every Day into the borders of these two nations. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, today we're reading from the World English Bible, making our way through the book of Exodus, and we're in Exodus chapter 7. Yahweh said to Moses, "Behold, I have made you as God to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you, and Aaron your brother shall speak to Pharaoh, that he let the children of Israel go out of this land. I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and I will multiply my signs and wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not listen to you, so I will lay my hand on Egypt and bring out my armies, my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. The Egyptians shall know that I am Yahweh when I stretch out my hand on Egypt and bring the children of Israel out from among them." Moses and Aaron did so as Yahweh commanded them. So they did. Moses was 80 years old and Aaron 83 years old when they spoke to Pharaoh. Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, "When Pharaoh speaks to you, saying, 'Perform a miracle,' then you shall tell Aaron, 'Take your rod and cast it down before Pharaoh, and it will become a serpent.'" Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh, and they did so as Yahweh had commanded. Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called for the wise men and sorcerers. They also, the magicians of Egypt, did the same thing with their enchantments. For they each cast down their rods, and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he didn't listen to them as Yahweh had spoken. Yahweh said to Moses, "Pharaoh's heart is stubborn. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning. Behold, he is going out to the water. You shall stand by the river's bank to meet him. You shall take the rod, which was turned to a serpent, in your hand. You shall tell him, 'Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, has sent me to you, saying, let my people go that they may serve me in the wilderness. Behold, until now you have not listened.' Yahweh says, 'In this you shall know that I am Yahweh. Behold, I will strike with a rod that is in my hand on the waters in which are the river, and they shall be turned to blood. The fish that are in the river will die, and the river will become foul. The Egyptians will loathe to drink the water from the river.' Yahweh said to Moses, 'Tell Aaron, take your rod and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over their rivers, over the streams, and over their pools, and over all their ponds of water, that they may become blood. There will be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in the vessels of wood and in vessels of stone.' Moses and Aaron did so as Yahweh commanded, and he lifted up the rod and struck the waters that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. The fish that were in the river died. The river became foul. The Egyptians couldn't drink water from the river. The blood was throughout all the land of Egypt. The magicians of Egypt did the same thing with their enchantments. So Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he didn't listen to them as Yahweh had spoken. Pharaoh turned and went into the house, and he didn't even take this to heart. All the Egyptians dug around the river for water to drink, for they couldn't drink the river water. 7 days were fulfilled after Yahweh had struck the river." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, as I'm reading this out loud, you're showing me new insight into this passage, and I just praise you and thank you for the word of God. We have Pharaoh standing by the very river that he had told the midwives and the children of Israel that they had to throw their babies into that river. It should have been a river of blood, but the midwives and the Israelites did not obey. And yet, this is also the same river where Moses was rescued and was not killed, and there was no blood there either. And now we have them standing in this very place where the pharaohs of the past had meant to harm the Israelites, and here we have Pharaoh of the present not listening to them, and now is suffering the same consequences that the pharaohs wanted to enact on the children of Israel. What a beautiful juxtaposition, and I didn't mean to preach in there, but it's just so interesting to me, just the parallels of Scripture, the depth of Scripture. So Lord, again, open our eyes to the power that you have and the ability you have to illuminate Scripture before us. Help us to fall in love with the Word of God. And Lord, we also, as we pray about this particular passage, we have to pray for those people in our lives who have hard hearts, who are like Pharaoh, who even see miracles and they just dismiss it, or they look to the world and find similar miracles and then don't attribute it to you. And so, Lord, we pray for our hard-hearted friends and relatives, and we pray, Lord, oh Lord, we pray you would rescue them, chase them down, leave the 99, chase the one. Please bring our loved ones back to you. We cannot soften a heart. And Lord, you don't violate their wills or their consciences, but you do woo. And so we do ask that your Holy Spirit would woo our hard-hearted friends to you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening. Thank you for valuing prayer and the Word of God. I am so grateful for you, and the Lord has made you for a reason. Please don't give in to despair. Please know that I am finding great joy in praying for you. Your life really does matter. So keep taking the next best step.